MAN.
And good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this very icy, another icy day. Got a good program. This is my favorite In Focus. As I say every day, every In Focus is my favorite In Focus. We will hear from Pawnee Mental Health in the last half hour, but right now we are with Deb Skidmore, Communications Coordinator for the Fairy Godmothers. Welcome, Deb. Glad you were able to get in all right.
Yeah, I kind of slipped and slid in today. It's nasty out there.
It is, but overall okay, didn't have too many problems.
Just had to go a little slower.
Right, right. Key thing for everything to remember, just go a little bit slower and, of course, just be paying attention to the weather and updates right here. Stay tuned into News Radio KMAN. We'll keep updating you on the weather because we do got some more ice in the forecast for today and really throughout the rest of the week until I think about the end of the weekend into next week. So just hold on a little bit longer. We're going to get through this together. But glad to have you in, Deb, because Fairy Godmothers do so much great work in the community, and just anymore just feels like we need some feel-good content. We need some feel-good stories, and there's a lot of feel-good stories with the Fairy Godmothers.
There is. Fairy Godmothers are just that. They grant wishes. And Fairy Godmothers, what we do, we are women of Manhattan who help other women in Manhattan who have a need. We just had our annual meeting, and we had a nice attendance of 80 people, and we added about $6,000 that we're able to use for grants for our people that come in and need them. And in 2017 alone, we gave out 128 grants, and that's quite a few. Those grants ended up being $62,000 is what we gave out.
Wow. That's a big chunk of change.
It is. It is. And this money just doesn't grow on trees. So it's from all of our members. We have 700 members in our club. And our goal for this next year is to reach 1,000. So if anyone out there is interested in becoming a fairy godmother, we'd love to have you.
I guess tell us a little bit about the history of this organization. Is this a part of a bigger group, or is this something kind of homegrown here in Manhattan?
This is something that has been a part of Manhattan, but it is a part of the Manhattan, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation is what we're umbrellaed under. And it has only been going for approximately 11 years. So this organization has really taken off, and it's become something that we're very, very proud of here in this community.
And it helps so many people. I guess describe the folks that you help. You said the focus is on women in need.
It is on women in need. And primarily what we end up doing, it seems to be a lot of automotive repair so people can get to work. Sometimes it's dental or health needs that we help pay for those bills. Sometimes it's something as simple as a bicycle so they can get to work. Or a bed for their children to sleep in. Can you imagine not having a bed for your child? That would be terrible.
It really makes you think about the things that you do have and how lucky you are, and just thinking about those less fortunate.
Absolutely. I can give you a couple examples here of people that we have helped. There's a woman here in her 60s who needed some auto repair. She takes care of two of her grandchildren. And one of them is autistic, and the other one has a physical disability. And she couldn't get them to the doctor. So we were able to help her get her car fixed so that she could take her grandkids to the doctor. Another example is a woman who has a service dog, and the service dog was not up on its shots. And she was needing that to keep it. And so we were able to take care of the shots and the veterinary bills for her so she could keep her service dog.
Is the organization seeing an increase in need over the years, or has it been
Definitely.
Stable?
No, it's growing. It's growing. And we get our applicants come to us from social agencies here in town. And those are Shepherd's Crossing, Salvation Army, North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging, Crisis Center, Manhattan Emergency Shelter, and CASA. They send us the people that they refer over.
Looking back at the annual celebration and excuse me, auction that you had at the end of January, the theme was like my favorite things. Describe that theme.
Oh, it was wonderful. The fairy godmothers brought in baskets of things that were favorite to them. Some brought in bath oils and salt. Some brought in trips. Some brought in tickets to K-State games. There were tickets to McCain Auditorium. Some brought in a basket of wine and cheese and crackers. Some brought in pet supplies. And then the auction was on each one of these. And the auction itself made over $3,700 on these baskets.
And this is an organization really dependent on those sort of donations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If people are wanting to help, well, I guess real quick, you had that annual conference. I guess kind of what's next here with the next few months for
the next Godmothers? The next thing we have is Go Green, and that's a part of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And that's where you can actually give a donation, and your donation will be matched that day. And that is coming up on April 20th.
That is coming up, April, and it'll be warmer, hopefully.
I hope so.
This gets pretty rough. And, you know, I'm sure when the weather is like this, this is something that's kind of on the fairy godmother's radar when you're looking at helping out folks. Because when it gets really cold like this and you're struggling, it's even harder.
And that brings up a good point. I have one woman we just helped. And this is so sad when you stop and think about it. This poor woman was living in a mobile home. And she had no furnace. No furnace for 2 years. She Wow. was heating her house with a space heater and her oven.
And that's a dangerous way to go about it at times,
it
too,
is.
Especially with the whole setup.
And once we knew that she needed help, we were able to get her furnace fixed for her.
That's very good. And when people, how did you help these folks? Is it something where the organization is seeking these folks out, or they come to you, to Fairy Godmothers?
They come to us through those agencies that I mentioned. They refer them over, and then we look at them and see who has the biggest need. And most of our grants average around $500. We'll go up to as much as $800 per person.
Very good. Very good organization. Real quick before we go to our first break, if you want to just describe your involvement, how you got involved with Fairy Godmothers.
A friend of mine was involved as a fairy godmother, and she called and said, I think you need to get involved. And oh, by the way, we need a communications person to help us out. And I have background in journalism, so that's kind of how I began.
All right. Very good. When we come back, we can talk about how, if people are interested in helping out, how they can do that and seek out Fairy Godmothers. More In Focus coming up after the break here on News Radio KMAN.